agreed to give the writer information about what Dad was working on. He'd kidnap me.
Oh, rubbish. Don't you worry about that. We'll tell our dog Timmy to look after you. Just look at him playing with that ugly great mongrel. Timmy's a mongrel too, but we think he's beautiful.
I think he's too big.
Timmy came running up, panting. The other dog went back to the two men, who had just whistled for it.
Come on, let's swim.
I can't swim. I wish you'd teach me.
Right, we will when we've had our bathe. We'll go into the water now. Come on.
And soon the five, Timmy too, were splashing in the sea, yelling and diving in and out, having a glorious time, while Oliver paddled near the shore. Then suddenly, Julian gave a shout and pointed to the beach.
Look! What's happening? Hey!
All the five looked and saw something very surprising. The two men who owned the big brown dog were dragging Oliver out of the water, one with his hand over the boy's mouth.
They're kidnapping him! Remember that threatening letter he told us of, that his father had this morning? Come on, quick! See if we can stop them. Timmy, come on now.
They swam to the shore and slipped hurriedly into their sandals.
Help! They've taken the kid up the cliffs. They're at the top, look. After them, Timmy.
But not even Timmy could get up the cliffs in time to rescue the screaming boy. Julian was at the top first, with Timmy, just in time to see a car driving off. The big dog was galloping after it.
Why didn't they take the dog in the car too?
Perhaps he's a car sick dog. Anyway, I bet he knows where the men are going and has been ordered to follow. If the car doesn't go too fast, he can easily keep up.
I've got the number anyway.
Listen, I think Anne's right when she says the dog must know where the men are going. And it can't be far if the dog can run the whole distance.
Timmy was not listening. He was sniffing the ground here and there. Then suddenly he began to trot along the cliff road, nose to ground. George gave a sudden exclamation.
He's sniffing the other dog's tracks. He knows his smell. He's following it.
You're right. Look, let's see if he'll follow the trail properly. He might lead us to Oliver. Tell him, George. He always understands every word you say.
Timmy, listen. Follow, Timmy. Follow. Understand?
Timmy lifted his big head and looked hard at George, his ears cocked, his head on one side. Yes, he understood. Then, with nose to ground, he trotted swiftly away down the cliff road, sniffing the tracks of the other dog. How did he do it? What a nose he had, old Timmy! Very steadily, Timmy followed the scent down the cliff road, turned off to the left, trotted down a lane, swung to the right, then to the left. He waited at the traffic lights, and when they changed to green, he crossed the road and then trotted right through the town, nose to trail. The children padded behind in their swimsuits, Anne getting very puffed. At the other end of the town, Timmy turned to the left and padded down a lane, nose still on the scent. The four followed closely.
Oh, I shall have to rest shortly.
They passed a garage, outside which stood a black car being filled with petrol.